Dinners are off.
You talk to one set of legal beagles, they'll say one thing, and you talk to somebody else, they'll say another one, and then if you get a third batch in there, then you're all confused again. So I'm very much, I just have some very definite concerns there that the money is not going to be made available, and at the time there that we do have an industry that means a lot to the state. We chose not to go into fish farming several years back for a lot of the reasons, for a lot of the problems that some of these countries are experiencing right now. And for one thing, we probably would not have subsidized any of our fish farms to the extent that a lot of these foreign countries are right now. And that's one of the reasons that they're able to make it and to be very competitive in the world markets as they are right now. But the Alaskan salmon still has the recognition of being a natural stock, and this is what the message, the primary message that needs to get out there, and this is what people are buying. They would prefer to buy that, but they need to know that this is available, and we need to let them know that the Alaskan salmon is the premier salmon of the world, and it is seen as that, but it's not the message that's gone out. And I'm not going to get into the, you know, we help other industries there, and, you know, in times are of need, because you know, I think we're all aware that whenever we have a flailing industry in the state, that we do what we can to assist it. You know, there are a number of people employed. And I don't think that there's one election district in this state that does not have a commercial fisherman in there, either as a crew member or as a permit holder. And, you know, these are the people that are there. They're permanent people. They have homes, their families are there, and they contribute to local economies. Another reason there that we need to continue at looking at supporting ASME is it does help to at least stabilize the costs and the prices for our fishermen out there. Without having markets, it's very difficult to obtain reasonable prices, and we've seen prices on salmon go from, you know, a high of almost $2 a pound for reds all the way down to, they were talking originally this year of going down to 30, 40 cents a pound, you know. And it's very difficult with the financial commitments that we have, not only with the state, most of them are with the state, that we don't do everything we can to help our fishermen firm up stronger prices. So I guess with that, and keeping in mind there again that the committee will be reviewing this and looking at this with an open mind, I think this is an opportunity to resolve the solution right now. I would still, you know, favor the amendment at this point. Okay, is there further debate? Those in favor of the amendment? Those opposed? Motion fails. Okay, we are going to take that break that I spoke of earlier. We'll come back at 10 o'clock and continue on with our amendments. We're in recess until 10 o'clock.